Ezra Hashem, our halacha section from Daf Samachay, is a fascinating and practical one that emerges from our daf, and it not only emerges from the issues of the daf, but the halacha lemaisa emerges from the poskim on the daf, and in this case, the poskim, the Bali Tosfos. Here's the shaila. An individual is away on vacation, a couple are away on vacation, and it's time for the woman to go to the mikvah. It is in an area where there isn't a mikvah close by. Should one go to a river to do tefillah for nida? That's our Gemara. Samechei Mebeis, there are two opinions. There is Avua de Shmuel and one tradition of Shmuel himself. The opinion of Avua de Shmuel was that a river during the dry months, for example, at the end of the summer in Eretz Yisrael, where there isn't a lot of rain, as well as in Bavel, because the water in the Euphrates as well, Shmuel argued, came from a mixture of rainwater and spring water. According to both Avua de Shmuel and Shmuel as well, during the dry months, there wasn't a lot of rainwater, and therefore, despite the fact that the river is moving, it's not like a mikveh where we're very, very careful to check every part of the wall to make sure there isn't a crack, that the mikveh qualifies as ashboren, as sitting water and not as zochlin. Even when it comes to a river, if it's after months of dry months where there isn't rainwater, then everybody agrees that the majority is a mayon and one would be allowed to do Tahara in such a mikvah. The issue, though, is, do we follow the opinion of Shmuel versus the father of Shmuel in regards to when there is a lot of rain or a significant amount of rain? The opinion of Shmuel is Nahara Mikifei Mivrach, that a river is defined by its qualities of having water that comes from a spring source, and we always assume that that is the majority of water, and a river will always be kosher to be a mikveh. However, Avua de Shmuel built for his daughters a mikveh after the rainy months, because he was concerned the Euphrates, Nahar Pras, would have more rainwater than spring water, and therefore one would have to be concerned that a river might very well be problematic to be used as a mikvah. Again, it should be noted, the Rishonim Moreh notes this, the Beis Yosef and Siman Reish Aleph Siv Beis points out that, of course, we had a contradiction in Shmuel. The lenient opinion that we had mentioned, that Shmuel says everything is fine, seemed to have contradicted himself, and the Gemara left off with a contradiction. However, in Tosas Dibar HaMaskel de Omar, Rabbeinu Tam paskins like this lenient position of Shmuel. In Siman Reish Aleph Siv Beis in Yoredeya, we have an Arichus in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Ramah, and here's the bottom line, here's the crunch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Avua de Shmuel, that the halacha is that one is not allowed to use a river when it's a rainy season. However, the Ramah paskins differently. Here is the language of the Ramah. The Ramah writes, V'chein nachon lahoros ulahachmir. It would be correct to be machmir. However, he adds, Avol yesh matirim litbo b'nahoros kol hashana af b'shas hagishamim, that there are some who are makel. And even though the Ramah feels there are many mikoros to be machmir, he concludes, v'chein no'agu b'rov mikomos. This was the custom, notice the word custom in many places, b'makom she'ein mikvah, in a place where there was no mikvah. V'ein limchos b'yad hanogim l'hakal, you should not protest for those who are makel, ki yesh lehem al mishi yismochu, that they have room to rely on. However, the Ramah will have three stages. Number one, that he says, Mikra Dedina, there's room to be Machmir, yet the Minig is to be Makel. That's the second part of the Ramah. And the third part of the Ramah is the following. Miu yesh lizar mi litbo min nahar ha-mishav l'gam yaladei gishamim. You have to be careful about a river that was entirely made out of rainwater, like a reservoir. However, if it's a river that just extended due to the water, due to rainwater, avol benahar she'ena posek, avol shibishas hagisham misrachev umispashet, again he says, so the only area that one has to be machmir on, according to the Ramah, where there is no mikveh, is a reservoir which has collected only rainwater. That's going to be problematic. However, a regular river, even if you know that the river gets larger due to rainwater, would still be acceptable. So what emerges is our Tosfos carries the day halacha lemaisa. The Trumas Hadeshin in Simon Reish Nun Dalet explains the position of the Bali Tosas and our lenient approach, even though we're dealing with an Isser Kares, and he writes, Mishun Dechoshu Lekama Yoros Mikomosh and Spazu Shama Yehudim, that there are cities where there aren't a lot of Jews, V'iyave Ka'asrilu Lenoshi Litvo Benaharos, if we would prohibit, Hayetzrichim Bechol Tvila Letoreach Umeirov Tircha Asi Lezilzel. If we would force women to travel far and wide, if they only had a river and a mikveh was far away, then ultimately, chas v'chalila, the mitzvah of tevila and the isra of kares would be forgotten. In a sefer, Gidulei Tahara, it is pointed out that the Trumas Hadeshin was talking about an instance where it was difficult for people to do tevila. However, where a mikveh is available, then a river should not be used. That lechura is a dover poshut within the Trumas Hadeshin. The Gedulei Tahara even goes a step further. This requires a discussion by Gedulei Torah, because here there is a lot at play. There's Shalom Bayis, there's Peru Revu, where he even suggests that if it would only be a day or two wait, that a person will be in a day or two from now, will be at a place that has a regular kosher mikveh, that's not dependent on a machlokas amoraim in the Gemara, then in such an instance, one should wait a day or two. It does not necessarily sound that way from the Ramah, and this is a question for Gedolei Haposkim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a exciting application from the Daf Yomi, where we see that the Daf and the Tosos becomes alive in practical halacha. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Samechei.